From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor.
Hello, Penny.
Hi, Don. Going okay today?
Going fine.
Well, good. Well, Don and I were invited by TNT to take a sneak peek at the network's new original series, Dark Blue, which premieres at 9 p.m. Wednesday, July 15th. The series stars Dylan McDermott from The Practice as Carter Shaw, the leader of several undercover L.A. police detectives. Don, did you know there's a 2002 movie called Dark Blue, starring Kurt Russell, that dealt with corrupt cops? But the cops in this series are out to do good.
I missed that movie by, who was it, Kurt Russell?
Kurt Russell.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I missed that one.
But you thought the series was very good, didn't you?
Well, I watched the pilot episode that TNT provided for us, and I was impressed with this one. I think it's going to be a great show for fans of the cop show type of programming.
Yeah. Well, was there something about this one that stood out from other cop shows for you?
I just felt like it was engaging to me from the beginning, and it held my interest. And for me, that's really saying something, I think.
Well,
but it seems to be very well made, almost to the point of looking like it could be a major motion picture.
That's
to
true.
Me, the way it was filmed and the dialogue and the writing, I thought were all really good.
Yeah. Well, it is another cop show, but what attracted me to, probably follow it, is it stars Oklahoma actress Nikki Acox, who was born in Hennessy and grew up in Enid. She plays Jamie Allen, a patrol cop who is recruited for the undercover team. Carter Shaw picked her because she successfully fabricated her entire past and got away with it. So, that's a good person to have on your team, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. She's one of four on the team that, this is an undercover operation. It takes place in the underbelly of Los Angeles, where criminals are roam free under the veil of night or hide in the shadows of daylight.
And, I actually had the privilege of visiting with Nikki Acox on the phone about the series, and she said it is filmed in downtown Los Angeles, a couple of miles from where she lives.
Is that right? Well, Nikki, I was surprised to learn about her. I guess she's been kind of quiet as far as what I've heard about her. I really wasn't familiar with her name or that she was from Hennessy in the Enid area.
Yeah.
She's 34 years old, and she's a promising young actress, and she does have quite a few credits.
Yes, she does. You know, she has a lot of guest starring roles in TV series, but also she's done a variety of movies. And she had mentioned, what's good is she's done comedy, she's done horror, she's done drama, just done it all. And so.
But is this her first regular series role?
No, actually, this isn't. She was in the short-lived series Over There on the FX network.
Oh, okay.
And, hopefully this will last longer than that, though.
But, well, yeah, I enjoyed her performance in Dark Blue, and I'm hoping this series does take off. It really does have exceptional production qualities to it, I think. And, it fits in with a lot of other things that TNT has been doing as far as building up their drama series. And I think maybe they are really, coming to the forefront of that across television.
Yeah,
you know?
TNT has got a great lineup, and how they premiere it, they usually premiere the shows in the summer, take a fall break so they don't butt heads with the broadcast network shows coming up, and then they resume the series in spring. And I think that's a good format to follow and has been successful for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dark Blue, another thing that's intriguing about the series is there seems to be character revelations. Just judging by the series premiere, it looks like each episode we're going to learn something new about the character, because they are hiding. There is something in the dark about each one of them, their past and so forth.
Well, I think so. These are folks that go undercover into criminal operations, and they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think there probably will be a lot of depth to these folks.
And season one of Dark Blue has 10 episodes in it, so that's 10 episodes to develop the characters. Mm-hmm. And in the series premiere, undercover cop Dean Bendis is embedded with a gang and is believed to be responsible for the murder of an FBI agent. Mm-hmm. But Carter Shaw is determined to bring the gang down and, you know, bring his agent back and show that his loyalties do lie with the LAPD and not with the bad guys.
Right. Carter Shaw is the Dylan McDermott character.
Yes.
And he's the leader of this undercover team.
Well, Don, from 1 to 10, with 10 being outstanding, what would you give Dark Blue?
I'll give it a good 9. Yeah, I think it's worth watching. I think it has a great pedigree. It comes from Jerry Bruckheimer, mm-hmm. who is executive producer. And, you know, he has a lot of famous series on his plate that he's done.
Yeah, most are CBS series, and this is his first venture into cable network.
Yeah, he's responsible for CSI and Cold Case, Without a Trace, mm-hmm. and The Amazing Race. So anyway, I think it comes with a lot to recommend.
Okay,
Dark Blue.
Well, I'll give it an 8, mm-hmm. and I'm sure I'll follow it because of Nikki Acox, and also because it follows another TNT show that I enjoy, which is Leverage.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Leverage begins its second season at 8 p.m. July 15th and also features an Oklahoma actor in Christian Kane.
Mm-hmm.
So tune in to TNT on July 15th for Leverage at 8 and Dark Blue at 9. And that's a wrap for this week. We'll return next week to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.